what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk more high school wrestling here on Drive Time Sports. Earlier in the week, we managed to catch up with Coach Kurt Christiansen, talked about the phenomenal performance of the Emory Spartans. The Carbon Dinos also performed very, very well. In fact, they have 11 that have already qualified for the state championships, and they have a couple of alternates as well. We'll talk about that performance, and we'll set the stage for next weekend's state championship finale. Joining us over the phone, we have first-year Carbon wrestling coach Trent Greenhall. Coach, as always, a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time again today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to get me on.
Oh, absolutely, Coach. You know, it's an important time. This is what you work for all season long. And I want to start by talking about the kids that did qualify. I know you add another because of Eddie Nelson. So all the way around, I mean, you're taking 11 kids, guaranteed 11 kids, in the state finale next weekend. It's a tremendous improvement, a great, great sign for this wrestling program moving forward. How did you assess the way the kids performed at divisionals?
So actually, the biggest thing that I wanted to, I mean, I know you're not looking at track, but on track is what the wrestling tournament runs off of.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the brackets, everything straight. There's two statistics that I brought up to my team yesterday, actually. One of those is seed to placement differential. We were second place behind Emory with that, so that means Emory over-wrestled as well. What that means is if you were seeded, 16th and ends up taking 6th, you actually get 10 points for that. Not added onto the team score, but just a statistic that they keep track of. And we actually ended up with 14, we placed 14 higher places than we were supposed to. So, I mean, to me, that's a sign that the kids are over-wrestling what they should over what they were expected to for on paper. The other thing I thought was really cool is I've been preaching, not just me, my whole coaching staff, score points, right? Sure, a pin is awesome, but if it comes down to a close match, whoever has the most points wins. So we're talking about scoring points, and that also is kept track of on that website. And we actually came in fourth place overall for the most total points scored during matches. So that to me was signs of it's going the direction I wanted to go.
And as far as some of the placing is concerned, I mean, I love that you point that out because, yes, a lot of kids did finish higher than their seeding. I think that's fantastic. With that being said, Coach, you also have two kids finish second. I think that's a great place to start. And Brax Tapia at 120 pounds makes it all the way to the championship, falls just short. But in talking with Coach Christiansen, he said the match was highly entertaining. It could have went either way. Big, big step forward for Brax, no question.
Yeah, especially where Brax has been, injured kind of throughout the season. I've kind of been maybe overly protective of him as far as the, he had surgery right at the first of the season. So I probably don't blame me, but I'd rather see him go and wrestle at region and do well than, put him in too early. So we actually had him kind of as a, I'm going to call it a dark horse, if you will, kind of flying under the radar all year, but no other reason than I didn't want to get him injured too quick or getting back on the mat too quick to get him injured. I'm very pleased with the way he wrestled, though.
Another second place performance goes to Colin Fawcett at 144. At that 120 to 144, I've always found those weight classes pretty interesting. A lot of competition there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I've always said anything, 120 and above, you start to get the speed, the technique, and the strength, right? I mean, those guys are horses all the way around. And those two boys are no exception to that same rule. But Colin, unfortunately, found ourselves on the losing end of that. After I grabbed him, I said, "Colin, this is not a bad loss. It's a good loss to have. It opens our eyes. It makes us look at, hey, we, maybe we got in a situation or a position we shouldn't have. But it's not a bad loss to have before going into state. Next week, sure, but this week, not a bad loss."
Outside of your two second-place finishes, Coach, was there anyone that surprised you at the end of the day when you go back and you take a look at the way the matchups were laid out and performances? Was there anyone that just caught your attention as, wow, yeah, this was a true positive?
Yeah, no, I actually had two of them, and thankfully they're both freshmen. One of those at 106, Spencer Harker, he's worked his tail off this year. unfortunately, he wasn't able to wrestle all season just due to eligibility issues. So he was only able to wrestle after second quarter ended. And you know what? He came in and he ended up taking fifth for us, which is awesome, A, as a freshman, B, especially not getting the mat time that maybe he should have had. The other one that I really want to, you know, highlight is Alik Lang. This is a second-year kid, freshman, wrestling in a stacked weight class at 165. I mean, to come in and place anywhere in that bracket would have been, you know, kind of a miracle. But he actually came in seated 16th, and he actually ended up sixth place for us. So, I mean, that was a huge breakthrough. I think those are the kind of performances that you look for, right? The surprise, hey, hard work's been put in, and here I am.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And then, Coach, as far as the alternates are concerned, because, again, if you finish outside of the top eight, you finish nine, you have an opportunity to go to state as an alternate. You have several kids, three, right, that could be alternates, and in the same sense, that is an accomplishment as well. I think it's important to highlight those kids.
You know, I think it's important. As I talked to them, one of them was a freshman. He didn't even know that was an opportunity. And once I told him, I'm speaking of Jared Bryson, he's been our Energizer Bunny. He just won't quit. Once I told him, hey, you got the opportunity to wrestle two more matches, he was excited. I think he started dancing in the stands. That kid will wrestle anybody, anywhere, anytime. So, I mean, he's got the right mentality. Remember that name. He's going to do great things here in the future. The other alternate that we had, Caden Donathan, again, another freshman, wrestling at 150. These weight classes are not easy to step into as a freshman and wrestle with these full-grown men. I mean, some of those kids he wrestled has mustaches, right? I mean, they're big, tough kids. And then Jonathan Jukes, a sophomore, wrestling with an injured elbow, able to come back and take ninth in 190, and he's a small 190. I bet he weighs 183. So, I mean, he's giving up weight, and he's working hard. I'm very proud of him.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Trent Greenhall, again, of the Carbon Dino Wrestling Squad, as we talk about the way the team performed at the divisionals. Coach, now you get a week off, a week off of competition. I know that this is a very important week as far as building for that state championship tournament next weekend. How do you handle it? Because I know you have some kids, their season is done. Do you let them come back and work in the gym? Do you force them to come back and work in the gym? How do you handle this as a coach? It's a pretty interesting week.
Sure. So I guess I shouldn't say I ever force anybody, right? I only want the people there that want to be there anyway, even regular season. But I told them, I said, I'd love to have you. You've helped get these guys to where they're at, and they need you for another 7 days, right? So come in, work hard for me. I plan on taking them with me if they're able, you know, if they want to travel down to the tournament and support their guys. I mean, these guys get really close. They're spending literally, you know, 2 or 3 hours a day on, you know, wrestling with each other, cracking jokes, getting to know each other very well. They come together as a team, and it's a big deal to want to go down there and support your buddies and your guys. So, no, I wouldn't say I force them. I definitely give them the choice.
Do you expect a large number of kids to be in the gym this week?
Yeah, in fact, we actually, if I'm being 100% honest, I'm a first-year high school head coach, right? This is new water for me. The whole year has been, but especially now I've stressing way more than I should, I guess, but we went through and we actually had film study yesterday focusing on what our kids are doing well and to build on those strengths. And, you know, there were still 20 guys in the room yesterday, so I'm really excited about that.
Coach, as far as the competition, and I know there's Division A, there's Division B, when we look at 3A divisionals, kind of sets the stage for the state championship. When you look at the competition level here in the 3A classification, what are the boys up against next weekend?
You know, 3A has some really big traditional wrestling teams. Some of those are down and some of those are up. But, I mean, you look at A, JUAB, probably arguably one of the top three teams in the whole state. On our side of the bracket, we already had Emory and Morgan, and they did not disappoint. They came out and did exactly what we thought we'd do, right? They come out punching in the mouth, ready to wrestle, and they're super tough. But the one team that I wasn't watching too close, I was focused on my guys, but the one team that did draw my attention over on the B side, and I don't even know how they placed, I just know they had tough guys, was South Summit and North Stampede. I mean, those guys are always going to have people who are ready to wrestle. I know Canyon View is new to 3A this year, but no offense to them, nobody caught my eye over there. I'm sure they're tough. They're a tough team, but I know South Summit and North St. Peter are going to bring some guys that we're going to have to be ready for.
Coach, all the way around, when you assess the way the season has gone up to this point, you mentioned being a first-year head coach. This is new water for you. I mean, you've experienced this as a wrestler at the high school level before. You know what it's like going into the state championship tournament. There's nothing like it. I mean, wrestling to me is very similar to volleyball. When we're talking about the state championship meets, the atmosphere is wild. You have so much going on all the way around you, and the crowd is very loud. How do you simulate that to the kids who have never been in that spot?
So it's funny you say that, because we were trying to do that even for regionals. I had a big old speaker that we put up in the room, and we played a lot of music, just different sounds. I was blowing a whistle, making kids, you know. And so then we preach, you don't wrestle to the whistle, you wrestle till the ref touches you. I'm sure we made some refs mad this weekend because our kids are doing exactly that. But, you know, I think some kids, you know, we always tell our kids, you're not going to rise to the level of your competition, but rather you're going to fall to the level of your training. And I think that rings true, especially freshmen stepping into that region tournament. Some of those, that's the first time they've ever been into a room more than with more than two mats on the floor, right? I mean, you're talking 10 mats on the floor, people all around yelling. It's an overwhelming opportunity, but I'm actually really glad we're going back to state in the same exact environment, because now it's, hey, I've been here before, I'm ready to roll, I'm good to go. So really, we just try to make a lot of noise and just show them that they can wrestle through the distractions, but focus on you.
Coach, it's a pleasure to get you back on. Great to talk about the boys and those who have qualified and those that put in the effort all season long. Always great to chat, and I'm sure we'll do it again real soon. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Take care, buddy.
We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. We'll get Football Tuesday off and rolling. We'll talk NFL coaching hires when we return. Plus, we'll preview Super Bowl 56 right here on Drive Time Sports.